This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is California Congressman Tom McClintock, Republican from the Golden State's 4th Congressional District. We want to get his thoughts on a number of critical issues today, including the debate over financial reform, as well as how the president's commission on the debt may try to reduce the level of red ink this country is facing right now. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start with the financial reform debate. Obviously, last year, the House of Representatives approved the Democratic version of this, a different version. Still the Democratic version was delayed in the Senate. They voted not to begin debate on it, but obviously the push for that will continue. How do you see this progressing? Will we see slight changes designed to get a couple of Republicans on board, or will this have to be begun again?
Well, I think the whole thing is going to have to be changed from the ground up. I mean, the whole core of this proposal, although they deny it, it's there in black and white. It is to institutionalize and make permanent the system of bailouts of the very people who make the bad decisions to get us into these messes in the first place. In the past, the people who make the bad decisions bear the full consequences of those bad decisions. They go bankrupt. Under this brave new system, it's the taxpayers who end up making these people whole for some very bad decisions. That just guarantees more risky behavior, and that's the essence of their proposal. I don't know how they can redesign it without fundamentally changing that provision.
Congressman, this is another issue, just like healthcare was, that's got a lot of different layers and obviously different points of contention from different sides. You just mentioned that this will basically perpetuate a culture of bailouts. The Democrats, of course, say that's not true, that this is the way to end too big to fail, and that the Republicans are just standing up for Wall Street as usual. Walk us through this. How do they determine who's right here?
Look where Wall Street puts all their campaign money, overwhelmingly for the Democrats. And look at just the pure black and white of the issue. There it is for all to see, a $50 billion fund paid for by taxpayers for the sole purpose of bailing out the people who made these bad decisions. And on top of that, an unlimited authority of the Treasury Department to open up a further line of credit to bail out those very same people. I mean, it's all there in black and white. Denying it doesn't erase it.
Congressman, in terms of the long-term impact, in addition to potentially perpetuating a bailout culture on Wall Street, what would it do for business in general?
Well, if, among other things, it gives the federal government now the power to declare some businesses too big to fail. Therefore, some businesses will have the full protection of the United States Treasury and the United States taxpayer. This gives them huge unearned advantages in the marketplace against smaller companies that don't have the favor of a doting friend in power. It turns on its head the entire free market system that built the prosperity of our country in the first place.
Another issue that's on the table, apparently, for this new debt commission, and you just mentioned the U.S. taxpayers, is what's known as the value-added tax. It's relatively common in Europe, and basically it accrues taxes at each stage of manufacturing, so each bit of value added is a new tax. What would be the impact of that on our economy and on the consumer?
Well, this isn't complicated stuff. If you tax something, you get less of it. If you tax consumer sales, you will get less consumer spending. Two-thirds of economic growth depends upon consumer spending. So you can see the writing on that wall. The last time we had an unemployment rate as high as today was in the early 1980s. Ronald Reagan responded to that unemployment crisis by reducing the tax and regulatory burden that was crushing the economy, and the result was the biggest peacetime expansion in the history of the nation. Here we are again hovering around double-digit unemployment rates, and this administration is doing exactly the opposite. They're looking for every opportunity to increase the tax and regulatory burdens on the economy. That's not going to end well.
Do you have some indication that they are seriously considering that they would perhaps even like to impose this?
Well, you see it in the comments of their advisors. You see it in the comments of their press secretary. It is definitely something that they are considering. We're going to, I'm afraid, watch that unfold over the next few months.
And the president's commission says that that's on the table. The president says nothing's really off the table there. I believe it was Paul Volcker, one of the president's economic advisors, who claimed that This would actually simplify the tax system by perhaps removing more people from the income tax rolls. Is that accurate?
I sincerely doubt it. The only reason it would be reducing them or removing them from the income tax rolls is because of the skyrocketing unemployment rate. When people are unemployed, they're not paying income taxes.
You mentioned just a moment ago that President Reagan cut taxes and then reduced the regulatory burden. What would be some specific proposals you would advise this commission and as well as your colleagues in Congress to pursue in order to reduce the deficits and reinvigorate the economy?
Well, again, it's not that complicated. If you want to increase productivity, remove the burdens from productivity. I would start by dropping all of the cap and tax legislation that they're considering, roll back the regulatory burdens that have been imposed in the last several years. You can start by rescinding the health control monstrosity that they passed just a few weeks ago. And bring down the tax burden. Now, you're at the same time going to have to rescind a lot of the reckless spending that has not helped the economy, but has done enormous damage to the value of our currency and the prospects of our future prosperity.
One last topic we want to get thoughts on from California Congressman Tom McClintock. And Congressman, this was a report that came out from the Department of Health and Human Services and the Medicare actuary from the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Studies, who, among several other things, concluded that, in fact, the Democratic version of health care reform that was passed by Congress and signed into law by the president will add and not lessen our deficits. My guess is you weren't surprised by that, given that Republicans were saying that for a long time.
We warned about that for a year. It seems to me that, you know, when the history of this period of our country's written, the most prophetic and infamous words will be those of Nancy Pelosi when she said that we have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it. And as you pointed out, they said it would keep our health care costs down. Now we're finding the opposite is true. They're admitting it's going to send costs soaring over $300 billion. It's going to increase our health costs to 21% of our gross domestic product by 2019, according to their own admissions. And they told us if you like your plan, you can keep it. And now we're finding out most seniors on Medicare Advantage are about to lose their plans by their own admission. Companies that are now offering health plans to their employees are reevaluating whether they can continue to do that. You know, she was right about that. We're finding out what's in it. The problem is it's all bad.
Congressman, a fascinating discussion on a number of critical issues. Thank you, sir, very much for your time today.
It's my pleasure, Greg. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. California Republican Congressman Tom McClintock represents his state's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.